just to clarify, if next week is Sunday, Monday, we have regular share. And we'll be decided in the end. I remember the latest. Sunday, Monday, regular share, and then Tuesday, starting at 12:30, a lunch, followed by Inyane Russia. Right? And then, we're running out of time a little bit, but then the week after that, the way it works, the schedule is Tombilalia Sunday. And we have that whole week?
We have Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday.
We have Sunday, but Sunday, Tuesday,
Thursday.
Thursday
the Torahathon, not Tuesday.
Which is? Thursday?
Thursday the Torahathon.
Torahathon.
Yeah.
Yom Kippurathon or something like that. Or Tshuvarathon.
No Thursday.
Just Stamatorathon?
No, don't they always have that every year?
You know that. I'm just trying to figure out what we should call it. Okay, so that's on Thursday. Is that even during Shira time they have that? Really? Okay, so maybe we'll do that week. Maybe. Well, we'll figure it out. Okay, but definitely Sunday. What? Or maybe we'll do Sunday, Monday, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. Okay, we'll figure it out. Okay. Good. I'm going to start calling the list regularly, but again, I'm running a little late today, and I want to get finished with the this part. So we were in the middle of discussing Tvia, I believe, right? Is that the last thing we left off with?
Yeah.
Okay, so the... let's just elaborate a little bit more on that, and then start talking about the question of the piyatsa with piyacherin, and again, more actual physical sugyas as opposed to, I guess, artificial or metasugyas. Hi, welcome back. You came alone?
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. You're always welcome, even alone. Okay, so the Rambam Shita, which is very b'chudash, again, it's always just important to figure out, as I say, what's in the Makoros and, you know, what's extrapolated from the Makoros, what's in the Makoros and that's ignored or that's treated differently, but especially what is, innovated or, let's say, revealed in some cases by the Rishonim as being in sources or without being in sources. So again, the idea of Tvia in the Chovos Haggadah in Dinei Mamonos is a great example of that, and that's why the Rosh Hakelim spent so much time trying to figure out where that came from and what its implications are. Again, the Rambam omitted it interestingly in Sefer Mitzvos, but he does, and again, it's written very kind of briefly in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, but it's there, and it's obviously very important. So what we've done is taken two positions on this. One is that it implies that Isurim and Mamon represent two different Chiyuv Agadas. Again, it's hard to say that since the Rambam does integrate them and with a single pasuk, but it wouldn't be the first time that you have a common denominator Makar, you know, which then, I guess, shoots off into different directions, and maybe that's right. There is something obviously common between them. There's a Chiyuv Agada. And nonetheless, the Mechayiv might be different, and therefore, in one case, it's Klape Chavero, in the other case, it's more, something that sustains the judicial system of Yad Torah Mekerbecha, or whatever you want to say, something like that. Or again, just much more technically, in terms of constitute, like, who is the Tovea, and who speaks, when there's a Tovea, there can be an ikuv, like if the Tovea doesn't care, then we don't care. We're not more vigilant about his rights than he is about his own. But maybe in the matter of Isurim, there is no baldavar in that sense. So the absence of a tviya is not a reisa in any case. Which is another way of saying there's like an implicit tviya, but I think it's a little more accurate. So then basically we have a common denominator between the two. What I was suggesting was that something a little bit more, and that is that you need the Baldavar's tviya in order to be mitzaref, in order to overcome, riv low, or at least the right to feel squeamish about interfering in other people's... we're back? Are we back? Yeah, what?
The screen's there. The Makoros.
Yakir came and like, that's amazing, right? So, it felt something. the other possibility, I say, is that the in Dini Mamadis, in order to make this something that is more Kol Yisrael Arevim, or Ve'Aftel Racha Kamocha, and so on, something like that, to be Mitzarev him, you need the Tviya. Another way to say this, or maybe a little bit different, maybe the same, but in light of things that we've been discussing, would be that, again, all along we've been saying this is one of those cases that kind of borders, you know, or kind of vacillates between being Sheval Tasa and Kumbase. Right? It's, you know, I Hagodas Eidos. We could put it that way, then it's Sheval Tasa. Or we could say it's Kvishas Eidos, suppressing Eidos. We've been playing with this all along. And I mentioned that, you know, in numerous areas of Halacha, you know, we have cases that are on the borderline. But I should also make clear, if I didn't then, that how we define this, you know, whether Kumbase Sheval Tasa, in different areas or different applications of Halacha might be different. So, for example, when it comes to the question of, you know, Lav She'im B'maisa Lokin Olav, let's say, you know, we might decide to take a more physical or structural or objective, you know, position, you know, requiring, you know, something that is, you know, physical, Kumbase. But, you know, when it comes to other issues where Sheval Tasa Kumbase is, again, more about other things, Achrayos, you know, Tziruf, things of that sort, the story might be a little bit different. Anyways, the point is that if this is on the border of Ihagada and Kvisha, of abstaining and not coming, you know, failing to come, then, you know, it can be pushed over, you know, into one direction or another, perhaps by certain factors. So, you know, again, we find something similar to this, again, in, I think I mentioned in Tzedakah, where the, for example, the Tviya, right, the claim of the Ani, according to the Rambam, at least, in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, is a factor in assessing, you know, how obligated you are, whether you're kind of whether Balchov, whether you owe him or not. So too, if the Bal Davar, and again, it's not that he's Mochel. Some of the guys after Shira asked me, oh, maybe because if he's not Tobeya, the Aiden, you know, so that's a kind of Mechila. But I'm talking about a case where he's not Mochel. He's not Mochel, he's going ahead with the Din Torah. Let's say he doesn't want to waste the time of these people, or for whatever reason, he, you know, he wants his money, he wants to win his case, but he doesn't want to be Tovea these particular Aiden. There could be 100 different reasons why that would be so. And, you know, they could be quirky reasons or understandable reasons. It doesn't really make a difference. The point is, there's no Mechila in the case. But nonetheless, the question is whether or not, again, are you abstaining and suppressing, or are you just not, you know, being forthcoming and doing something Bekumbase for him? You're simply saying, oh. So the answer may be that once I am, if I'm not Toveya, then you're Sheval Tasa. And the second that you ignore my plea, right, that's what pushes it over, over the top. And that, I think, is a very interesting perspective, and it's something which also is relevant to Tosis's discussion, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes, here, Alatar, right? Tosis on Lamed Amud Beis, we'll get to it in just a minute, because I want to talk about the first part of Tosis too, and I'll leave most of it till when we go straight, but the Tosis here, Avali Sura, Ein Chachma Vein Tuna Vein, Eitzel Negel Hashem, I'm not sure if I signed the Tosis, but I definitely signed the Gemara, right? This is where the Gemara says that Talmud Chacham is Patur, and makes a distinction between Mamon and Isur. But again, this distinction between Mamon and Isur is in terms of the Patur Talmud Chacham, not in terms of the question whether you need a tree or not. Yeah?
For the Mamon, the Baal Din establishes someone as an aid beforehand from the onset. Will the tree be necessary?
What do you mean establishes him as aid? Like he says, oh, come be my witness on this halva. I think those are two different. I don't know for sure because he doesn't talk about that. My instinct would be that these are two different, two different things. I think I mentioned something like that, half like that, in the context of mentioning the Sefer Chassidim, right? Who says that, like, you know, let's say if you're an Eid Echad and you know evidence, you know, which can be helpful. So, you know, you're definitely obligated to come forward. That's the Gemara in Bava Kamma. However, somebody says to you, I want you to be my Eid Echad on this halva, you have every right to say, and actually Sefer Hasidim says you'd be wise to decline and say, I don't want to bother with that. Either because it's something fishy about somebody wanting you to be a Zayin Echad as opposed to Shnei Edim, or just because, let's say, you don't want to get involved. Like, let's say somebody comes to Two Edim and he says, I want you to be my Two Edim. So again, if you feel there's some good reason to do it, you can do it. But is that the same as Kvisha? Certainly not. You're asking me a different question. I understand. You're asking, let's say these people didn't happen to walk by, you know, when the Nezek took place or the Halva was given, right? Let's say they were, you know, asked to come to be the Edim on this Halva, right? So you're saying, is it still necessary, you know, for the Toveya, you know, to ask them to come to court to testify, right, according to the Rambam, to trigger the Chiyuv Haggadah. For Korban Shavuos Eidos, I think the answer is Davar Pashut, yes. For Chiyuv Haggadah Eidos, I think it's an interesting question. Let's say it this way. According to the Kesef Mishnah, right, who says that the Makor, the Rambam, is Korban Shavuos Eidos per se, right, because, again, he has this view that what applies to one applies to the other, I would say as a Davar Pashut, the answer to your question is no, meaning those are two different things, and you would have to have a separate tviya, because you certainly need a separate tviya for Korban Shavuos Eidos. I also instinctively feel, but just a little bit less certain than in the name, from the perspective of the Kesef Mishnah, that even if it's about being mitzaref or triggering in, you know, kumbasek, those might be the same thing, I'm not really sure, but even then I would think that you know, you would require a tviya very specifically. But I would be a little bit less certain about it. So I think it's a good question. Did you want to follow up? Yeah.
Doesn't tviya have a connotation of kelafei chavero?
Does what?
Doesn't the word tviya itself have a connotation of kelafei chavero?
I have a connotation of?
Kelafei chavero.
Well, not necessarily. Well, that's really what we're kind of talking about. It doesn't necessarily. I mean, what I was saying before is, if you want to say there are two dinim, you know, mamon and iser, and one is a chiyuv klapei chavero, and again, like, you know, bava kama emphasis, you know, it's all about mazik and hefsid and so on and so forth, you know, that is a chiluk that makes sense. But then you have to explain, you know, how one pasuk, according to some rishonim, again, not all rishonim, some rishonim could have said, oh, there are two different psukim. You could have said, you know, like the Nitzib wanted to say, but admitted you can't say for the Rambam, right? Like Losamal Damrayacha, that's for Isurim, and Huayd, that's for, you know, for Mamon. But if you don't, that becomes a problem. So what I'm trying to explain is that no, it's not Klape Chavero, but without a Tzviya, it's a Shev Al Tasa, or without a Tzviya, there's no Tzviya. That's exactly what I'm trying to add. Yeah, so many questions right away. I didn't even get to say anything. Aaron, yeah.
So does that imply that if, let's say, the Baldin doesn't know that the person knows Edus for him, like, yeah, the Baldin and the Ada, the Baldin doesn't know that the Ada knows Edus, so the Ada has no obligation to go to the Baldin and say, by the way, no Edus for you, now it's your, you know.
Definitely not, according to the Rambam, to, you know, technically, again, the Rishonim who disagree, let's, again, the, you know, the Netziv and the Pesachei Tshuva and the Shara Mishpat and all those people think that, you know, the Rambam Shita is not necessarily Mekubal on everybody. They think the Shiltos will argue. They think other people will argue. Some people think that whoever thinks that, you know, Lol Samon Al Damrayacha is very central, you know, will argue. But according to the Rambam, it sounds like you really need a Tviya. Again, according to the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, you need a Tviya in Chiyuv Haggadah Eidos the same way you need a Tviya in Korban Shavuos Eidos. And even according to me, what I'm suggesting really is that that may be the common denominator between Shavuos Eidos. It's not that there's a Gzeres HaKasuv that Shavuos Eidos is Koveya for Chavos Haggadah. That's kind of the way the Kesef Mishnah writes it, and I think it's problematic. And I think Isaac read, although in the Schus and Chova part, part of it where it's even more clear that it's not necessarily logical, but it's a din. What I'm suggesting is that either one of two things, either the din of Imlo, Lo, you know, Yagid, meaning the Vav and then the Aleph, maybe these are two different dinim. More likely, what I really, really think, is that the Rambam did get it from Korban Shavuos Eidos, but because he thought that that's what happens in Korban Shavuos Eidos. Maybe in Korban Shavuos Eidos, you have to be mitzaref him. You have to turn this into a kumbase. One or the other or both are the same, right? In order for this to be in order to have to create the conditions for a carbon choice agents. So in Akhenami, if the guy doesn't know and he doesn't ask, then according to these perspectives, there's still no chiyuv haggadah, formally. It might be the right thing to do. The ksos might say it's, you know, Hashem Saveda, and other people might say it's Lo Samar Adam Reyacha, but it's not V'hu Eido Ro Yada Lo Yagin. Again, if it's what I said before, which is that it has nothing to do with any of this stuff, it just has to do with, like, if he's not going to, you know, pursue it, then I don't have to be more of a, you know, I don't know, a kind of implicit mechila, not mechila on the case, but mechila on his edus, then you might argue what you're arguing or what you're asking, which is that it's one thing if he knows that the edim can help him and he, you know, chooses not to pursue that. But if he doesn't have that information, it's not a pagam. But if the idea is, again, we don't know in the Rambam, he just says it's halacha, it's not in the Gemara. If the idea is, you know, the edim don't have to be more scrupulous about his rights than he is, right, then if for some good reason he doesn't know about them, right, then you might be mechalek. But according to what I'm saying, which is that you need the tviya to turn this into, right, the kind of chiyuv that makes sense, then it wouldn't depend on that. So that's an important question. Both cases are very good cases, actually, to think about. Yeah?
I'm just curious, according to the way that we're describing tviya, according to Rambam,
yeah,
is that the tviya is triggering chiyuv agada, or that it's triggering shemeid? Which is
then? Well, I don't think it triggers the shame aid. The shame aid, we'll discuss more as we go forward, but shame aid is defined by ri'iyah or by haggadah or some combination thereof, like for matters of batla butasa batla kula or tchilasa vasofa bekashrus or ein aid nasa dayan. Tviya has nothing, you know, to do with that. Tviya may have something to do with tziruf lakat for some things, but it's probably nothing to do with the shame aid. So we're talking about, yes, triggering the Chiyuv Haggadah. Okay, so let's continue. I want to get through a few things. So again, there are those who will disagree, and now we're you know, pinning down even through some of your questions, even better, what role this Chiyuv plays. And I'd say it's very, very, very important. We talked already about the Chinuch's extension of this to Bezdin, which makes sense as if it's a system thing. Even if it's a system thing, it still may require the Baal Dabar rather than the Bezdin to be Toveya. But I think the Chinuch says it twice, so it's not at Tos Sofrim. And, you know, notwithstanding the Mitzvah, you don't have such a thing in Korban Shavuos Eidos. So I think something else that emerges in the Chinuch is that the Din of Tviya, as the Chinuch understood it, is not Noveya from the requirement in Korban Shavuos Eidos. But that's not Shitas HaRambam, that's Shitas HaChinuch. Another thing closely connected to this, as we said last time, is the question of how you define Mamon and Iser, right? And, you know, the sub-question, whether this chiluk between Mamon and Iser that we know of in terms of Ptur Talmud Chacham, right, is the same Hagdara and the same Din as for the Rambam in the chiluk of requiring or not requiring a Tviya. Right? Is it the same halacha or not? It might end up being the same halacha. It doesn't have to be the same halacha, is what I mean. So again, if the point is that there really are two dinim, notwithstanding a common makar that overlaps, but let's say there are two different expressions of chiyuv haggadah, one for Iser, one for Mamon, and, you know, one is about, again, klapei chaveiro, more, and the other one is about, you know, ubiyarta rabbi kerbecha, your obligation to the Rabbona Shel Olam, your obligation to the system, things of that sort. So then it would be very easy to say that there are two expressions of that. Right? One is who's chayv and who's patur. So let's say the Talmud Chacham, you know, he doesn't have to be mezalzel himself, you know, for a mechayiv of chaveiro. But, you know, like the Gemara says, you know, ein chacham ein etzad ein tvuna keneged Hashem. When it comes to the Rabbona Shel Olam's kavod, that's a different story. And similarly, right, or flowing from that, then that could be a source for the Rambam if you interpret it that way. Just like Talmud Chacham, right, the din, you know, doesn't apply in Iser because it's a different Mechayiv, so too, you don't need Tviya in Isurim because, you know, just it's a different Mechayiv. However, if the point is it's the same Mechayiv, but it's a question of what constitutes Kumbase, what constitutes Tziruf, and so on, right, so then The Patur Talmud Chacham, you know, also may end up being about that. I'll explain that in a minute. Maybe the problem in Talmud Chacham, right, this is what we have to think about. Is the problem in Talmud Chacham that there's another halachic factor which overrides and outweighs? In other words, it's a clash, you know, between a quantitative clash, we'll call it, or just a clash, we'll call it, between two halachic principles, you know, in the form of ase docha lo sase, or other competitions that we know of. Is that what's going on in the Patur Talmud Chacham? Right? Or is the factor of zilzul and kavod, or kvoda Torah Adif, etc., something which itself ends up being a factor in defining tziruf or kumbase sheval tasa even more so? Right? In other words, if I'll discuss this more in just a second, but if I don't pick up a metziah, you know, is that because I'm being, you know, negligent, or I'm being dismissive of chaveiro? But if the kind of thing I wouldn't pick up for myself, then it's more just a function of sheval tasa and not having regard, not perceiving the schefetz, you know, as worthy, you know, of my attention. It's not so much my disregard for my neighbor's interests, right? So instead of saying, oh, you know, there's an absolute chiyuv here lechaveiro, the salam, right? But at the same time, there's a din of kavodat Torah or his personal zilzul, and for that, there's a sliding scale. Different people have different, you know, thresholds for kavod, and halacha kind of objectifies that a little bit, to the extent that it can be. In other words, it isn't just a, you know, how wealthy you are or how healthy your self-image is. You know, it has to do with certain other things. Talmud Chacham, you know, Kohen Gadol, we'll get to that, whether Kohen Gadol Melech is a Melech, right? So one way to look at the whole thing is it's about, you know, personal zilzul, when we acknowledge that it exists, because everybody has zilzul in Kavod Atzmo. So is it personal zilzul? Is it zilzul in lack of kavodat Torah, or lack of kavod kahuna, or lack of kavod keser malchus, whatever it is, that's one factor. And the other factor is, you know, the hisalamta, or the chiyuv agada, as the case may be. And the halacha, you know, always has mechanisms. You know, again, in the perfect world, no halachic institutions would ever be in conflict. In the real world, even the one that the halacha addresses, you know, in great detail, there will be situations where things come into clash, and there are rules for breaking that clash, you know, when there's a conflict. Asadokalosase, and so on and so forth. So that's one way to look at the whole issue and the whole problem. And then the question is, oh, there's a heter here, but not an isurim, or isurim, you know, overrides it, whatever. But the other way to look at some of these cases is that it isn't such a direct clash as much as one factor in some cases tips the balance or defines, you know, what, how we just perceive the, you know, the reality or the conflict to be. So I might say if there's no excusable zilzul or lack of kavod, so then you have a chiyuv agada. And if there is, so then maybe the way to look at it is, you know, that you're not slapping the system in the face. You're just, this is just from your point of view, this is just beneath your interest. Another way to say the same thing, although there might be differences, just using language, why complicated things more? Let's just use the same language that we've been using, the language of Tziruf or the language of Kubasei Sheval Tasa. In other words, if I, if there's no reason for me, I would pick it up for myself, you know, so if I don't pick it up for him, you know, that is, you know, kind of a kumbase neglect of his interest, of his salamta. But if I wouldn't pick it up for myself, from my point of view, it's just, you know, called sheval tasa. I'm just walking by doing my business, and I'm just not, you know, the status of this particular... Now, again, I think I've noted this already, that when it comes to aveda, the salamta, we measure it by the case. And when it comes to the chovas hagada, it's measured by, you know, the sitting dayanim, in other words, Supreme Court justices, you know, if they have to appear in front of the judges of small claims court, you know, that's it's not good for the system. We'll get to the system in a second. But, you know, from their point of view, they're not disrespecting or disregarding let's say, the needs of the Bali Dvarim, but there's just, you know, it's just not shayach for them. It's not shayach for the President of the United States, you know, to get subpoenaed, you know, for traffic, court. Okay? So, the present one thinks it's not shy for him to be subpoenaed for anything. That's a different story. But, meaning, but again, there are, you know, different ways to look at that. One way to look at it is it's all about kvod atzmo, and he does have kvod, I mean, whoever isn't one of these, or has earned the stature by the, either by the, you know, by the institution, or by the you know, personal qualifications of getting there. That's one way to look at it. The other way is that there's a factor, since this is understandable and it's related to other things, so that, you know, kind of removes it from this, you know, context. This is no longer, it's not about Kovas HaGadol, it's not about HaShavas HaVeda, it's about, his personal comportment, and it's consistent with his personal comportment. Right, that's the second way. And of course, the third way to understand these things is to understand that it isn't about the individual, it's not about even assessing, you know, his tzirah for his kumbasa and cheval pasa, but more it's about a clash of institutions. In other words, what we're really saying is, the salamta, a rape, that's very important, but it's also very important, you know, that that the institution of kahuna, or that the kavod haTorah, or the institution of malchus be safeguarded. And there too, often that is a clash between two different, you know, institutional values. And in some cases, if the institutional values are connected, you know, it may be, again, just an internal assessment, you know, of what's better for everybody. It's not like, oh, sacrifice A for B. B overrides A. It's more A and B are, you know, share like a certain broader concern, and it's like as we said in the past, like a triage question, right? You know, it's like what's better for everybody, what's better for the totality of the system. In this case, the halachic system. So these are different perspectives. Anyway, getting back to our point. So if we think that the point of tibia, the difference between mamon and iser, is two different b'chayim, it's just very easy to say that all of this is the same halacha as the difference between iser and mamon in the other direction. But if we think that it's about tziruf and kumbase and shevatasa and so on, right, so then it's not as obvious, although it could end up overlapping in a way, because maybe that's the difference between mamon and iser in this other area too. So that's something that we're going to have to examine just a little more fully. Part of that may also depend on what constitutes, I said before, Iser and Mum. So just, I don't want to go, you know, too far afield with this. Just, again, the cases that we already know about. What about Chabalah, for example? And what about Knossos? Right, these are the issues that the Chinuch brings up Chabalah. And the Minchas Chinuch, right, analyzes it, Kedarko, and he also brings up Knossos, right? It's a great thing to bring up. So the Chabalah piece, right, the Chinuch has a line in which he says, bodily harm is under the rubric of Isurim, right? And that's where the Minchas Chinuch, Kedarko, you know, jumps in and says, what do you mean by that? Right? That's Kosher Mishpat, my friend. And unless what you mean by that, again, this is the genius of the Minchas Chinuch, unless you mean Hakah Shebo Shava Pruta, which really does get malchus, right? Because, you know, Ein Lokin U'Mishalmin, and since there's no Mishalmin, so you get malchus, right? But then you're going to have an unbelievable irony, right? And that is that if you beat him up a little bit, right, that's Isurim. And you have to, somebody witnessing that has to come to court. And if you beat him up, in a significant manner, right, then, he incurs, you know, much bigger doctor bills, or bills, right, both, I don't want to leave, limited to rapo yirape, for ripui, but, then in that situation, you know, it's like, you need a tzviya. Can that be? Right? So, again, is this about kosher mishpat per se, Or is it about kumbase sheval tase? It is about money versus maisavera. So again, those of you who were here a couple of years ago when we learned Sanhedrin, we talked about this. It comes up a lot, right? So what is it, how does it come up there? Where does it come up there, Isaac? Oops, I think I got you between twos. Where does it come up?
The first words in the Mishnah.
Right in the beginning, right?
Xelos
v'chavalos, as opposed to hodos v'alvos. What is that, and what's different about it? Right, it comes up in a lot of things, right? So the and of course knossos comes up there, meaning there can be areas of halacha which, in which the kiyum atashlumin is mamon, right? But we all understand that the mechayiv may be the ma'isavera, right? I mean, going back to the, you know, to the biblical narrative, you know, lama, you know, Rasha lama saka re'echa, right? You know, it's Moshe Rabbeinu got involved, just, you know, when he was about to, right? That was, apparently felt it wasn't Sheval Tasa, right? Thought it was a kumbase to prevent, you know, his fellow Jew from being, you know, subject to Chabala. So Chabala is a really interesting case. We discussed it a lot then. Like, why should it be hodos v'halvo? Because hodos v'halvo, to use the language that we use then, is quid pro quo oriented. Meaning, hodos v'halvo is about his chaibus midas in one way or another. Right? I borrow money from somebody, I've got to pay him back. Right? Even that could get complicated. It's b'chol mitzvah, right? But we understand it. It's quid pro quo, right? He gave me $100, I should be giving him back $100. If I destroy his field or kill his donkey or whatever, then that isn't discaibus midas exactly like a halva or, you know, a commitment, but it's understood that, you know, it makes sense that I should have to pay him back, right? I'm not talking about niske mamun, let's say odomamazik for the moment. It could be niske mamun too, that's for next year, because you're learning about governance. We'll leave that for next year. We'll talk more about this next year. But the point is that it's easy to explain Nezek in quid pro quo terms. But when it comes to Chabala, right, Ad Kedei Kach, that next year we'll talk about this in the Hagdama maybe, assuming we'll learn about the Kama. It's not so clear in the Torah where there is an Iser to be Mazik. We have to look around and work hard. You know, lo yishmerenu ba'alav, according to Menachem Hanano, that's what Chaim thought. But it's not so clear where that Iser is. Why? Because you might think that maybe there is no Iser. It's all just about money. Right? But when it comes to Kabbalah, we know where the Iser is. There's an Iser. And there's a Ma'isavera. Right? And it has consequences in the Psul Eidos. Not so clear that if you're Mazik Chavero, that you're Psul Eidos. Even if you don't pay, you know, unless it evolves into Gezel. Kabbalah is fundamentally an Aveira. And it's about Risha. Again, he was a Rasha before he hit him, when he was about to hit him. Ad Kedei Kach, and again, this is, again, for larger discussions next year, probably. It comes up actually in Shavuos later on a little bit, too. But as we've discussed in the past, even Nezek in Kabbalah may very well be, this is the sugya in the beginning of Perakah Chovel, a kind of a pidyon, right? It's more, you know, trying to make it up. It's more, you know, kind of trying to make him make it up to. It's like it's the Gemara has a discussion: Shaman bin Mazik, Shaman bin Nizak, right? How could it be? How could it be Shaman bin Mazik? We don't paskin it. We paskin Shaman bin Nizak. We estimate by the victim. How could it be that we would estimate by the Mazik? What does that even mean? The answer is because ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein. What we're really saying is you deserve to get your eye poked out for what you did. That's not tashlumin, that's not quid pro quo. Right? That's a kind of a pidyon, it's an onesh for the ma'isa there. I don't want to go into the whole thing. It's clear in the Rambam, it's clear in the Gemara, in the beginning of Akko. The question is, what's the final end? What I'm trying to explain is that even though it takes a monot in tshuva, right? You have to, Misha says in Baba Kama, the Rambam paskens this way, you need more, you have to pius chavero, and much more in Kabbalah than in Nezek, possibly even than in Gezel. What are the things you talk about? There's evidence that the Rambam sees certain aspects of Kabbalah like Knas. So the point I'm trying to make is that it would be really interesting to know what the Rambam really felt, you know, about Kabbalah, whether it was mammon that requires a tzviya or not. I would be very comfortable with the view, especially the Rambam Shitaso and his view of Kabbalah, and if I'm right about the Rambam here, that Kabbalah would be in the category of Yisur. That, I think that's really what the Chinuch holds. Again, the Minchas Chinuch's discussion, you know, as I say, Kedarko, it really crystallizes the issues. You know, he's saying, oh, here this moment, there's this not, you're going to say this ironic thing. I would say all of it doesn't require a tzviya. What about Knossos? Again, without going now into Knossos so much, but everybody's aware of the fact that Knossos also have a very interesting status in halacha. There's a lot of this. Some of you mentioned to me after the shiur, because we were talking about you know, these bigger issues, the, you know, famous discussion of the Gemara in Makos on Daf Hey, and Tosfos in Makos, especially Rabbi Kivager in Makos, right? So again, the short part of the story, we'll elaborate more, is that Knossos, I would say, moda miftar. You know, Moda B'Knas is Potter. We'll get to this also in Shuas Eidos. It's Shuas B'Kanon, it's relevant. But there is a lot of evidence that for many Rishonim, Beis Din creates Knossos. They're Mechayiv Knossos. It's also very possible, we're not going to do this right now, that we should be Mechalik between different types of Knossos. Lo Harei, maybe, Palga Niska Knossa, right, short tam, you know, where one view, we don't pass consumption, but Machlokes we pass this way, whether Palganiska Mamon or Palganiska Knossa. Let's say, according to the Mandar, but Palganiska Knossa, so your short tam damaged $100 and you only pay 50. So that's a Knas. Is that Knas the same as Kefel? You know, where you're paying more than the amount, here you're paying less than the amount. Or Shloshim Shel Eved, where you're paying like a set amount, as opposed to the actual correspondence to the value of what you... The point is that there's a range of knossos. Are all knossos, you know, the same, both with regard to the din of Modo Miftar, and even if they are the din of Modo Miftar, are they all the same with regard to this question? So when the Minchas Chinuch raises the question whether or not knossos is considered mammon or isura regarding the Rambam or the Ptur Talmud Torah issue, it's a very real question. I would have said, you know, it depends on your perspective on Knossos, and it may depend on being Mechalik, different cases of Knossos. The point being, again, if the Maisa Beira, if this is about dollars and cents, then it requires a tzviya. And if it dollars and cents is just the way that we implement, right, the Din Iser, then I would think that it's about Iser and not about Mamo. Now again, if it's more that, oh, the, like you asked before, right? Let's say the it's kind of implicit that the Baldavar, by not being Tavea, right, is being Mochel, you know, can he be Mochel Dmei Chavala? Yes. Can he be Mochel Knas? That's a question, actually, whether Adam Mochel Knasos, whether it's called like Mochel Dabar Shalom Bali Olam or not. But in terms of what we've been discussing, in other words, my perspective in the Rambam, I think that Knossos is a very big question mark, and I think that Kabbalah is more likely to be in the category of Mammon than Iser. I'm sorry, than Iser than Mammon. Okay. There's a question? Yeah.
I was going to ask even if we want to put in the category of Iser, wouldn't we want to make a distinction between Iser and Medan al-Khabera and Iser and Medan al-Makam?
Maybe. But again, any Iser is also, and this is a comment that a lot of Mepharshim make in Hilchos Tshuva, right? In distinctions between Mamon, between Ben Adam al-Makam, Ben Adam al-Khabera, so some of the Mepharshim note that every Ben Adam, you know, al-Khabera is also a Ben Adam al-Makam. So I think there's that element of it. Okay. Now let's talk about the Ptur Talmud Chacham just a little bit more in light of all this. Oh, before we do. Zchus and Chov. That's another factor that we talked about briefly, but we just, again, a little bit clearer on the record. The Rambam emphasizes that the Chovas Haggadah applies bein l'zchus, bein l'chov. He emphasizes this more in Sefer HaMitzvos, even than Yad HaChazaka, but it's even implicit in Yad HaChazaka. Is that so pashut? So the Kesef Mishnah, again, did not think so. That's the piece that you read, right, Isaac, the other day? But on that one, where he had, I think, the stronger formulation. But he said, where do you get this from? And he says, Shavuos Ha'edus. Do you have that line? Again, you don't have to agree with the Kesef Mishnah's conclusions about Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Biblos Eidus. But we have to give the Kesef Mishnah tremendous credit, you know, for zeroing in on all the Kiddushim of the Rambam in this one halacha. Like, Yesh L'dayik, Yesh L'dayik, Yesh L'dayik. Right? Kevin? One of his Yesh L'dayiks is on the Bein B'Sus Bein B'Chova? Kesef Mishnah?
I have it.
You have it?
The part I read.
I thought so. I wanted to read two parts. The part about Tviya, and also that. Anyway, so read it now, if you don't mind. Unless it's going to be like Mafsik, you know, between the Bracha Achrona or something.
I don't know where it is.
That'll be like a Helen's Bracha session. That'd be sure. You don't have it?
I'm not sure
where it is. Right in the beginning there. When he talks about it, he says, Yeshu Daik this, Yeshu Daik that. Am I giving Kesef Mishnah too much credit? Impossible. Right? I can't give him enough credit. Either that or you have to sue your... Do you have a Frankel there, or what do you have?
Not a Frankel.
What is that? Goldschmidt? Or Moskowitz? That's also newfangled from my point of view. I got my Rambam straight from the...
Rambam.
Like even the Ibn Tibbon family like couldn't get their hands. Don't have it? Okay, Shua, go ahead. Whoa. Okay, yeah, I guess it's not the line. You read the line about the Tviya. Okay. So I was giving you a lot more credit, though, not less. Okay. So what do you think, Shua? Is that so compelling? This is what he's being medayik, though, right? First of all, is that true in Korban Shua Saidas? Yeah, so is he saying that if somebody... Let's say somebody goes to court. It's not, you're agreeing with me, right? It's not pashut at all.
Right.
Number one, he says, lo maflig bikro, okay. But if you understand that the mechayiv is klape chavero, right? Assuming it's a din Torah where, again, we're talking about, remember the Rambam requires a tviya, right? So Ruvain is having a din Torah with Shimon. So you can have two scenarios. One is, it doesn't affect either. There's an aspect of it that only affects Reuven negatively and not Shimon. That's A. B, let's say it does affect Shimon, you know, positively. But Shimon isn't the one who's being Toveya, it's Reuven. Right? So if he's Toveya against his interests, right, is that a Tviya that is relevant, or that's a Chalos Tviya Legabe Chiyuv Hagadah? The Kesef Mishnah is definitely saying that it is. It's a Korban Shavuos Eidus. Let's say you have the guy come to court, and you impose upon him testimony that he doesn't know, think something that's going to hurt you. I mean, something that's going, in other words, not that if he testifies it'll help you. Let's say he's such a I don't know, either he's a fool or he's a grandstander. So he says, you know, come to court, take the testimony, you know, testify against me. That would be high for Korban Shavuos Eidus in that case.
Well, what if the Baal Din didn't know? Like, he assumed that the guy's Eidus was Tovasa, but originally they were also.
Okay, I mean, that's a little more of a normal case, I guess. Okay. But, and let's say, and he lies about it, remember. All I'm saying is am I wrong, Shua? Is the Kesef Mishnah, if I am, you can say it.
No, he's definitely saying that.
What? He's saying that Korban Shavuos Eidus will apply when the Eidus is like, is the Eidus that is suppressed, right? Will be detrimental to the Toveya.
We often make the point that the Imamanos one side.
Right, that's what I was saying a second ago. But either way, he's the Toveya. The other guy wasn't the Toveya. I'm saying two things about that. Number one, he's not the Toveya, correct? So that's an interesting question in its own right. Forget about the Chachiyah Bagada and Amar Korbet Shuas Edison moment. Secondly, there can be scenarios where there could be a particular point or something in a Din Torah which will be adverse to him but not beneficial to the other guy. I mean, the other fellow, it's not a zero sum. The other guy fellow doesn't always benefit by his loss. He only benefits by his loss in the part, that is a zero sum game. That is either him or her or the other fellow. But in monetary transactions, there can be losses that aren't gains for the other side, right? Anyways, where the Rambam got this from, that it applies to Korban Shavuos Eidos, I don't think is a davar pashut at all, for either of those reasons. The Kesef Mishnah is totally l'shitaso, thinking that that's where it came from. I understand that, right? But what I would suggest is that if you think that the Chi of Agadas Eidos, applies in principle, Bein B'Momon, Bein B'Isser, right? And it's relevant also, as the Rambam, at least in Sefer HaMitzvos, thought it was, to Lo Samar Adam Riecha. And it's about Tilchos Eidos, and not necessarily about Bava Kama alone, or primarily, or even the Bava Kama part is about the Tilchos Eidos part, then the idea that Bein L'Zchus, Bein L'Chova, it becomes much more reasonable. Asher, you had a question? Or a comment?
Is it the Mishnah against the Mishnah on the head that says,
Tamuah. But we'll get to it when we get to it. But I'll talk more about it. I have more to say about it. But it is Itamar.
It's not clear from the Kesef Mishnah that he means Klafe the Toveya Lahayit.
Say again?
It's not clear that the Kesef Mishnah means relative to the person of Toveya Yudhimayit.
So then, how does it work?
As you can say that, let's say Chaverfa is the Nitva.
Give me Chaverfa is the Nitva.
Your friend is the Nitva, and you have Eidos that's going to be Mechayitim. So in Shavuos Eidos, if the Toveya asks you to testify for him.
I lost already. He's trying, again, one second. The Kesef Mishnah is asking, how does the Rambam know this?
Right.
He's trying to, how does he know that there could be a key of one second. How does he know there can be a key of Haggadah even if the Haggadah's Eidos is going to sink you rather than help you?
Well, there's an ambiguity on the you. So we're interpreting the you to mean the person...
Who's Toveya.
Who's Toveya you to be made.
Right.
But it's not clear that that the person who's Toveya you to be made is just Toveya in the case. Pop it in the box. So I'm saying, but the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah.
Some third party who is unrelated is a relevant Toveya for either.
No, the Toveya in the Din Torah.
Yeah.
Is the one who asks you.
Between Reuven and Shimon.
Right. And your friend is the Nitva. And the Kesef Mishnah is just pointing out that in such
Reuven is bringing a case against Shimon.
Yeah.
And
Shimon's your friend.
What do you mean your friend? I mean, you can help Chaver and Kol Yisrael, right? So what do you mean your friend? Meaning you have your evidence is not going to help Reuven, it's going to help Shimon.
Your evidence is
going to
incriminate your friend Shimon.
Okay, big deal, but I mean, it's going to help Reuven. That's not the case of the Rambam. That's not relevant. The Rambam wants to know, can Reuven force Edom to come to court? Will the Edom be obligated to come to court even if the Edus that they are going to provide will be against Reuven the Toveya?
I'm saying it's not so clear from Rambam that the party who the Edus is going against
is a Toveya?
Necessarily the Toveya Lahayit.
I mean, it's the same halacha. You need to be.
Even if right, Yitzhak is bringing the chus would be against the person who's Toveya him.
Yeah.
But I think, you could read the Rambam as simply saying that you don't have a buy from testifying simply because you're going to incriminate your friend. Why would you think
you would? Yeah, why would anybody think you would?
Because we're
saying here that you don't have a buy of testimony as long as it's a tviya. And we don't care what the Eidos accomplishes. Again, there's no issue of friends here. There's no talk of friends in the Rambam. It's the parties of the Din Torah.
I'm saying Chavero. You're saying Chavero just means a fellow. Like
yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Right, that's
I didn't even realize. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's not at all obvious.
Seriously? Okay. Okay, let's go on.
I mean, Pashim Kassa Mishnah, he's just saying that.
Go with table. We'll look at it. Look at it. Okay. Anyways, let's continue just a little bit more. So I want to say, now we'll just talk very quickly about...
Point out, if you want to read it that way.
Yeah.
But then you're,
which way?
Usually Chayiv and Zakai always refers to the Nitva.
Chayiv and Zakai
refers to the Nitva.
Well, this is something we've talked about a lot in the past, which is, since in the Din Torah, right, there are always two parties, so how do you define, in a way, the Tovei and the Nitva? Is it who brought the case? Is it who's losing money? And this can be a very important issue. I just want to get into this right now, in terms of like what Migul HaHotzi, Migul HaHaksik, you know, who's the Kona, who's the Makna? What dictates the roles of rival Balei Dvarim, right, in a Din Torah? Sometimes that can be difficult to differentiate.
I don't think
that's the issue in the Rambam here. I think it's clear in the Rambam that he's saying that, you know, there is a Skos and there is a Kova, and the Chiyuv Agada applies to both. I think that's consistent in the Rambam. That's what he says in Sefer Mitzvos even more clearly. I think it's consistent with Vosamad al Damriyacha, clearly. But also going the other direction. He wants you to know that it goes in the other direction. But I just think that the Raya from Korban Shavuos Eidos from the Kesed Mishnah is shocking. But a better way to go in the Rambam would be to say that the Rambam didn't learn this from Korban Shavuos Eidos. It doesn't apply in Korban Shavuos Eidos, but it is a din in Chiyuv Agada Eidos, because that is really an obligation to the system.
But then you just shift the Tema to the Kesed Mishnah.
Yeah. I'd rather shift the Tema to the Kesef Mishnah than to the Rambam. Yeah, I'm pointing out that the Kesef Mishnah was medayik in something correct, which is that the Rambam was mechadesh something here, which isn't obvious, and which not everybody has to agree with. His answer is consistent with his view about this correspondence, but I find this particular application of it... What's that?
Except that it contradicts the first Mishnah.
I find it to be very... Well, we'll get to that when we get to that. I will get back to that. Oh, maybe we can get out of that. But, I find it very... What he says to be very problematic. 100%. So I'm just making a different suggestion that of what the Rama might mean, separate from the answer of the Kesem. I'm really suggesting that Kesem Mishnah's question is much better than his answer.
Correct? I'm just saying that all this rests on the assumption that when the Rambam speaks about... We're interpreting that as relative to the person to obey him to be made.
Right. I think that's, as far as I know, that's the way to read the Rambam. Correct. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, it raises very interesting and important questions. Regarding the Patur Talmud Chacham, as I mentioned before, we can either look at this, there are two things just quickly to add. One is that some of the Nosa Kalim, especially as you guys pointed out in the back, in the Gemara, I mean, those little, you know, all the Perushim that were published there, raise this question, can it be that there's a Chiyuv Daraisa, Chodesh Haggadah, Seidus? Who's first born? Ari, you brought the point of attention first? Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a group of them, literally, that are very bothered by this, in terms of the comparison to the Salamta and other things. You know, is it really possible that there could be a Chiyuv Daraisa, and you could say, you know, Kvod HaTorah Adif, and so on. So I think that's number one, a very interesting question. Even Talmud Chacham is a problematic, in other words. So they give different answers to that question. You know, some say, yeah, the whole thing is only Drabanan. Others say, yeah, this is in Achanami. Kvod Talmud Chacham is a very big deal. And so on. But again, whether this is a clash between two totally different areas of halacha, the question of priority, which I think it's normally perceived as, or whether or not this goes into the mix of trying to figure out what's considered a Shebal Tasa or Kumbase, what's considered a Tziruf and what is not, I prefer to think of that that idea. Now, the question is, the only question that helps a little bit with the following issues. Let me add a third. So there, I think there are three perspectives, as I said before. One is that it's a clash, and it's about personal kavod, and whether personal kavod overrides certain things. And here the point is that not that Talmud Chacham's kavod is important and another person's is not, but that it's the objective assessment that here this is an issue for his kavod and it's not an issue for a regular, or shouldn't be an issue for a regular person's kavod. It's not discrimination, you know, against non-Talmid Chachamim and we don't care about their dignity. It's an assessment of what constitutes legitimate dignity for different classes of people, as I said. That, I think, is another question. That's one perspective. The second perspective is the one of Kuvasei Sheval Tasa Tzirpai said. That kind of discusses whether or not, how do we look at ignoring or sidestepping, you know, and now that could be a question in Aveda, and that could also be a question in Chometz Haggadah, and also we might be Mechalek. So what I just want to say is the following. Well, let me get the third one in first. So that's the second perspective. The third perspective is the question of whether or not we're dealing with personal kavod or institutional kavod, and even the possibility that we're talking about more of an internal question of, you know, different institutions of halacha and triaging. Yeah. So two things I want to say about that. Number one, some relate to number two and some relate to number three. It's clear that in Vihisalamta there is no Iser, and there's no, we don't discourage a Talmud Chacham from picking up a sack, right? And on the contrary, the Rambam paskins that if he does that, it's Lifnei Mishur HaSadin, right? At the same time, when it comes to the Chobos Haggadah, what's the din of Chobos Haggadah?
And
what? The Rush thinks so. I'm saying the Rambam does not. Here it says V'yeshol himana. So what does that mean to you? It sounds like he should not. Does it mean he can not? Or does it mean he should not? What does the chinuch say? The chinuch says V'yeshol himana im
yirtzeh.
What? Im yirtzeh. So by adding those words, the chinuch clearly was interpreting the Rambam and trying to bring the Rambam in line with the other Rambams on the Hisalamta, where he says, you know, if you want to be lifting Bishur Sadin, you should do this. But you have the right not to. So that's why the chinuch added the words im yirtzeh. The Minchas chinuch noticed it. The Minchas chinuch was bothered by it. The Minchas chinuch basically says, how come in the other places, unlike the Rush, right, the Rambam thinks that you should. And here, he says, initial himana, it sounds like you shouldn't. And then he wonders whether the chinuch is right in the Rambam or not. But what I would say is that maybe, should you or shouldn't you? Let's say the Rush or the Rambam in general, should you or shouldn't you? And could you be mechalik between different areas of halakha? So if it's just a matter of, you know, kavod versus other things, you still might be mechalik depending on how urgent the other thing is. You could say, oh, it's a heter here and it's an iser there. But that's a little bit, I'm not saying it's impossible to say that, it's a little bit messier. You know, it's a little bit of a chiluk adim. For sure, Itamar would get me on that one. Right? And so we're just...
I'm still flat out disagreeing on the Rambam.
Good. If you... Yeah, we'll talk. But what I'm saying is, that's a little bit true. However, let's say we say what we could say, but then we have a little bit of a problem to overcome. Is that the reason that there might be a discrepancy, or the reason on this issue is as follows. If it's about assessing, you know, what is this a violation of Hashavas Aveda to begin with? Or is this a violation of, you know, Chavas Haggadah to begin with? So once we come to the conclusion, you know, Shebal Taisa Adif, you know, that it's not that, oh, this, you have the right, the heter, kavod, right? It's more that, you know, Kai Gavna, you would be undermining the other institution is Mechayev, or Kai Gavna, even this institution isn't benefited, you know, by your decision, you know, Lifnei Mishur HaSadin, right? So then you might say, you know, like the Rush, but in selectively, you know, it's better not to be doing this, right? So it sounds like the Rambam is saying that in Achanami, Chovas Haggadah and the dynamic between Chovas Haggadah and Zilzul or Kavod or Kvod HaTorah, right, is different than it is in Salam. The problem with that is that the Gemara compares them. Ah, So maybe the Gemara's comparison is only with respect to establishing the fact that of what I said before, which is this is not discrimination, it's a reality that Talmidei Chachamim, because you know of who they are, because of what they, the institution that they represent, and so on, that this is a, the halacha recognizes a chalos of you know Kavanat Torah in certain areas, but that manifests itself differently depending on why Kavanat Torah is going to win here. If it's going to win because it's a clash, it's like a, you know, an ase do chalos ase, but you know, and it's efshar l'kayim shneim, or you know, whatever, something like that, or if he wants to be mochel his kavod, he could. But part of the question, by the way, let me just to highlight a little further in the back, you know, the Rashash group, that whole group in the back there that are bothered, like, what's going on here? How could you know Kavanat Torah be dochef if this was really a lot? One of the reasons that they're really bothered is because of the fact that it's yahi b'lemechila, seemingly a tamachachin can be mochel his kavod, so let him be mochel his kavod. Not, they're not just saying, oh, let him be mochel his kavod lifnei mishuras hadin. They're saying the fact that it's nitan l'mechila, right, should be a reason that it can't override, it can't be docha, real lav. Right? what I'm saying is that what you learn from v'hisalamta, right, is that the chalos of kvot tamid chacham, right, and maybe even the fact that it's a hagdara that dictates Sheval Tasa Kumbase when it comes to those on the border question, like I'm walking by the Saveda. So is it because I'm Nekil and Ashava Saveda and I'm a heartless, you know, uncaring, you know, a snob, you know, the fact that it's, the keepsake and you know, of my neighbor doesn't bother me? Or no, you know, maybe it pains me to have to do that, but, you know, I'm a machmir in Kavanat Torah. Right? So what I'm saying is, you can learn from the hisalamta, even if the dynamic, you know, you can learn about the chalos, zilzul, and Kavanat Torah as a factor, even if then plugging it in, you're plugging it into a slightly different problem and issue. Either way, the fact is that notwithstanding the Gemara, that the Rambam, again, unless you interpret it like the Chinuch, the Pashtus of the Rambam, and by the way, even if you interpret it like the Chinuch, right, it's still less than what the Rambam says in the other places, where he says, you know, l'fnim mishuras hadin, you should do this, l'chatchila. So I think that's very important. what about Kohen Gadol and Melech in light of this? What's, one second. Did you want to say something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. I was going to bring that in. Very good. So the bottom Tosas here, talking about a slight, we're going to go to these two Tosas in anyway, but let's just talk about these two Tosas first, and then I want to talk about Kohen Gadol and Melech. Ooh, okay. So yeah, go ahead. The bottom Tosas, Asa de Kavanat Torah Adiv, go ahead, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So this is really not talking about the Chiyuv Agadah, it's talking about the question of Amida, right? But it's a parallel case, right? So he wants to know, you know, how could we, you know, if Kvod Talmud Chacham, Asa de Kavanat Torah is Adiv, then Kol Shekein Melech, because, right, a Melech can't be mochel on his kavod even if he wants. It's not a siyoy l'mechila, but a Talmud Chacham is. So initially, what is Tos assuming?
That the nitan
l'mechila
makes
a the nitan l'mechila is a shiur in the intensity of the kavod, right? Or the zilzal. Is that a fair assumption? Sure. But this is Tosis' answer, as we'll see in a moment, is a further testament, not that one needs it, you know, to the fact that, you know, the halacha believes in complex categories, you know, not simple hierarchies. So instead of, you know, that's a good fine assumption for the question, does it, you know, does it survive? Okay, what's the answer? Okay, so in the first one it does. It says, oh, there's a combination. This is important for its own right, right? Meaning, you know, whether it's mominous or nefas, that also goes into the mix of the zilzal and the kavod, correct? Right? Very important. That's a way of looking at kol makom sheish chila shemein chol kavod l'ra. Right? But the Inami is what's interesting, what you were zeroing in on, correct? Yeah, not everybody agrees with that, but that, I mean, he's a bailus, it's a very beautiful idea. He's a bailus on his own Torah. He makes a kinyan on the Torah that he studies. Right? The melech and the kohen gadol, you know, they're wearing the uniform. It's not just the uniform. There's you know, there's minui of a kohen gadol and a melech. You know, that's wearing the uniform, having the position, you know, formally representing that office. And there's also a certain kedushas hagavra. I mean, there's a consequence to that, which is separate from and in some cases outlives, you know, the appointment. Right? You're always the president, even when you're no longer the president, right? At least in title and certain perks, right? So that the kedusha, there's a kedusha sagavra that results from the minui, and there's a minui. But at the end of the day, right? You don't own kahuna gedola, and you don't own the malchus. It's an institution. But kavanat Torah, right? Kesa Torah is munach lakol, right? And you know, there's a Omer Odavar B'Shem Omro, maybe Gula Leola. And, you know, we do believe that people have a Nofach Mishalem, people can contribute in Talmud Torah, you know, because it's their insight, you know, the cumulative, every person is singular and his thinking process and his experiences, and therefore what he brings, you know, to the pursuit of Talmud Torah, in theory, is different. And with the right effort and the right initial surrender, right, to the system, to the Mesorah, and to the Rebbe Talmud relationship and to everything that goes along with it, he can become an insider. That's really what the Rav describes so beautifully in the second half of Isha Halacha. Right? It starts off with, you know, being you know, passive or a makabel, you know, but it ends up, you know, it's not like a tactic either. I mean, if you're a sincere makabel, then you end up being a vital part of the system, you know, and an initiator and a contributor. So that's what Tosis says in this line, right? That it's Torah delay, right? There are numerous gemaras, you know, if he expends effort and energy and he puts his heart and soul and immerses himself in the system and he has insights, you know, it's Torah delay. So what Tosis is saying is that Kavanat Torah, just like the Keser Torah, is greater than the Malchus and the Kuna Gedola, even though that might not be obvious, and it's not as exclusive, and it's more democratically available, right? All of those things. So in some systems, one would think that it's got to be inferior. The actual opposite is true. It's merit-based, right? It's about personal growth. It's about a relationship to the Rabbona Shel Olam. So in the end of the day, the things that make it seemingly more common are the things that make it, you know, more of a meritocracy, and they make it more personal. So Kavanat Torah is actually greater, just like Keser Torah is greater than Keser Kahuna, Kavanat Torah is greater than Kavod of Kohen Gadol and Melech. But it's also more subject to Mechila, says Tosis, not because it's less, but because it's more personal, it's more his own. So that's an interesting issue. Yeah.
You could have argued that in addition to the sort of the klali kavanat Torah, there's also the personal kavanat Torah. So even if you're melchal, there's still the generic kavanat Torah that you're not able to
melchal. Yeah, you could have. I mean, there's a debate in the Gemara whether tavachal kam shemachal. Is that a debate about this question, or is that a debate about what you're saying? Meaning, there's also something. You're also an ambassador in the end of the day, and therefore, as much as it's yours. You know, and that I think for certain issues, the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be mochel or mzalzel kavanat Torah, right? So I think there is that aspect. But again, here we're also talking about, you know, in situations where he wants to act l'shem some other halachic value. So that also is a factor. Yeah?
I'm not back to this thing that hit a long time, but Jacob does like this.
Yeah.
The written here explicitly addresses it.
Yeah.
And he says, it's interesting because it sounds like what he's saying is that when it comes to the degradation of how that is, this is more objective. And like that's why it's a problem. Because it says, Afagav the Hassam runs the Hashem Nation. Shani Hassam did a comment on me to come to Osam came back. I was puzzled to make that a Zutermanate low. Since some people are willing to do it, but
I mean, there's greater, if he's saying it in a more technical way, the Ritva and other Rishonim said this also, I think that in the Salam, though, there's a greater range.
You think it's just quantitative, like how?
That's what I thought. Whereas here, it's pretty objectively clear that you know to.
Okay, I read it's like being like almost objective, like how many guys desire it. Since sometimes the chachamim are willing to do it, then it's not like such an objective. It's not such a noticeable, clear desire when they do v'hishav tzeila. Not v'hishav when they do v'hitalam.
I think you're saying the same. Right. But it's more of a quanta. He's not saying, oh, what I'm trying to say is a little bit different. The salamta is a chiyuv klape chavercha. The chovas hagadah is something else. So in a way, that makes it more urgent. But in another sense, it also makes its rules more objective. And I think that's what the Rambam kind of has in mind. Whereas with the Ritva is saying more like, well, there's more flexibility in how people perceive the salamta. Whereas here it's, you know, standing for, I think it's not coincidental that in the salamta it's the value of the object and how you relate to parallel things of your own. It's not who you're picking it up for, right? Whereas in the case of the Chovas Haggadah, we're dealing with, you know, Dayan Dezutar Mine. It's not whether it's $1 million case or $5 case. It's not who's on trial. It's who you're peering in front of. That's what's so interesting also. And I think that is a more, that's a more rigid category, maybe, in terms of Kavod and Zilzul. Again, for the Rav and Moshe Feinstein to show up, and Rabbi Ploni and Rabbi Almoni are being done this case, and they have to, like, hear with their, you know, their masa mata. It's, like, quite painful to them. You know, I can only say that because it's Ploni and Almoni, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's something like that. Okay, let's continue just very quickly. What about Kohen Gadol and Melech? So again, this Tosfos in a way sets the tone a little bit, right? The difference between Kohen Gadol and Melech, and where you draw the line, by the way, because, you know, there can be a mechalik between Melech and Kohen Gadol too. Melech, Kohen Gadol, Talmid Chacham. You could see them all in a quantitative hierarchy of Zilzul and Kavod, you know, and so on. More, right? More and less. Or at some point you could be drawing the line and saying that one is an institutional halacha and the other is a more personal halacha. L'kula l'chum. Right, a place that certainly makes sense is to say Tam Chacham Shemachal Kvod Kvod Amachal. So it's more his personal kavod, even though it's his kavod haTorah, but whatever. Again, there is an element of that. Whereas Kohen Gadol and Melech, you know, it's all institutionally oriented. When it comes to Chovas Haggadah, I think you might throw in something else into the mix here, and that is, let's assume that this isn't about Chaveiro. You know, that it really is about supporting and enhancing, you know, the judicial system and an understanding that because that's an institution of Kali Yisrael that needs, you know, to be, you know, appreciated and projected very centrally. Right. So from that point of view, as I said before, well, Kvod HaTorah, you know, it's an aspect of it. But let's say we think that the kavod of Kohen Gadol and Melech are institutional, and the kavod of Talmid Chacham is about his personal kavod, right? Also as an ambassador, but also, so what we might say is something even more sensational, and that is that, you know, the institution of Malchus, the institution of Kahuna Gedola, and the institution of Beis Din, that's a triage question, right? That's not an aseh dochalos aseh question. So what's interesting about this is, what is the halacha? Well, for example, in Isurim, what's it in for Melech and Kohen Gadol? Do we say the same thing we say by Talmid Chacham? Yossi? Machlokes. Who says explicitly what?
Moshe says explicitly that by Isur, that we say Talmid Chacham.
Tos says that what?
Tos Sanhedrin
says that. Tos Sanhedrin, Chesed Beis,
says that they say they have to come forward.
That the same din is Talmid Chacham. Yeah. And if Talmid Chacham, we say, in Chacham and Eitzah, in Tuna, Keneged Hashem, right, then we say the same thing by Kohen Gadol and by Melech. Tosus alludes to it here as well. The Tosus, we still have to talk about this Tosus more, but the top of Tosus, Avali Surah in Chachma, the Sanhedrin per Kohen Gadol, the Parakah by Kohen Gadol made, maybe his Salamta, Lomatze the Shnuyeh, how the made, Hainu bi sura, right? Dim kein afilin melech nami the gabi sura la amarin shetei maso alacha dein chachma etc. That Tosis l'shitas of Tosis and Sanhedrin, which is a little more explicit, saying that the chiluk between Yisra and Mamon right? The, it applies not only to the heter of Talmud Chacham, but to the heter of Kohen Gadol and Melech. Who disagrees?
So it's machlokes between the Rambam, but Kesef Mishnah from the Rambam disagrees.
Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam says what?
He says
excellent. Yeah. And what's it? Is it good diuk or not? I mean, he just points out. I think we.
Because right?
he only mentions
this in the context of Talmud.
That's Perek Beis. But Halacha Gimel is just there. So again, is it lo plug because he already said it? Well, it's obvious. Like Lach and Mishnah would probably say. What?
Right, that's
yeah, exactly. So again, if we do make the distinction, so is that because there's a quantitative threshold? Mashal Ma Davar Doma, the Tumim, the Milchaskino keeps quoting the Tumim, who said, you know, even in Isurim, even Talmud Chacham, if it's such a zilzul, for the Tumim, the whole thing is quantitative. Mitchila v'yadso. Okay? But for. That's even in Isurim, it's not different b'chayvim, like I was saying, or the Hagdara of Kumbasa. Because according to what I'm suggesting, what you might say is that in Isurim, right, there's always like a Kumbasa, like, you know, when it's his money, you know, you need him to be Toveya. And when it's his money, if there's some other reason why I'm walking away, you know, it's not against him, you know, and it's Sheval Tasa for some other factor, so that makes it Sheval Tasa, if you will. I don't mean in Lav Shem B'Maisa Lo Kanolo, but in these senses, right? But in Isurim, where there's a Chiv Lafrusha in Isura, and it's Kvod of the Rabbonu Shel Olam, so it's always Kumbase, right? So again, does it matter how much Zilzal there is? Maybe if the Tumim thinks it just matters how much Zilzal there is. Even Tamid Chachamim in Isurim, there'll be some cases. And maybe there'll be some cases, you know, where Kohen Gadol and Melech, even not in Isurim, I don't know. Hard to say. But the best thing to say, obviously, is that if you're going to make the distinction that it's Talmud Chacham, it's personal kavod in some respect, and it's a clash, and it doesn't apply to Isurim, or in Isurim it's a kumbase, whatever you want to say, and in Melech and in Kohen Gadol, unless you want to be mechalik between them, that it's the institutional aspect, you know, which is more defining, you know, that there is no violation of Chovas Haggadah, or the triage idea, and that is, you know, supporting the system is very important, but supporting the institution of Kuna Gadola and Malchus is also very important, you know, and one is not perceived as undermining the other, or maybe in the triage, you know, one is more basic than the other when it comes to these people. Anyway, yeah.
We can bring a ride that Mahala from the difference with Shana and the Rambam when he talks about Tamakakam, he says, Yeshua Yimanah.
Yeah.
Very
good. Very good. Yeah. In addition to the fact that he doesn't mention the Easter point. I mean, even the language is different.
Yeah, it almost sounds like if a Talmud Chacham were to be Mochan as Kavod, there would still be a Kiyum Mitzvah away, but the Kohen Gadol wouldn't even be a Kiyum Mitzvah.
Right. And this goes a little bit, we still have to talk more, but I think Isaac asked the other day, like, what will happen with a Melech or Kohen Gadol, right? Korban Shavuos Eidos and things of that sort. Never mind Chovas Haggadah. So we still have to talk about that. But, yeah.
But if you think it's not about, let's say, public harm issues or even supporting the system, that's more about BMS,
yeah,
it'd be a little more difficult to say triage in terms of which system you're supporting or things like that, because more focused on the
right, BMS. I guess so. Again, except that it is two major, you know, it's another different factor. It's not just a personal thing.
It would be more not system to system.
But it'll be a clash between institutions rather than, I'm saying it's more even internally, like, what's best for the Jews,
yeah,
you know, or for Yahadus, really, is what I mean, or for the system of Halakha, you know, in this particular case, and you're saying if it's more about MS, then it's right. I hear that. It's more of a call. Okay. So that's Melech and Kohen Gadol. The Tumim I mentioned. Okay. Shul Skova, the Rambam, the Ivana. Fine, good. Okay. So now let's talk. We have to stop in a minute, but let's at least get to the next topic. I may just make a couple of very quick other arrows. I still have to talk about what Aegis is. So I'll talk about that Sunday also. But let's just start. It doesn't matter because it fits in anyway. So let's just talk about the Piyakim and Piyatsma. Yeah. Tamar?
Can I read the Rambam for a second?
Sure.
A lot of that according to read the Rambam my way.
No. At least read every offer.
And when they say that, you're never...
Read it your way. Well, remind us.
So that...
And what's really...
Okay.
The Rambam holds consistent with the Mishnah Mishnah, that you're never chayav to testify.
Korban Shua Seidus.
Right.
The Rambam has no problem. Let's make it clear before we even continue. The Rambam didn't say anything against the Mishnah.
Kesem Mishnah.
Yeah.
The,
can they read the Kesem Mishnah? Consistent with the Mishnah Lamed Aleph?
Yeah, you can read the Kesem Mishnah interpretation of the Rambam consistent with Lamed Aleph.
Okay,
because Rambam agrees that a person's never chayav to testify against the person who summons him to testify. So if Reuven asks me to testify on his behalf, I'm not chayav to testify against him. Because that's not my business. I have no shaykes to this court case to testify
okay.
against him.
So what is the Rambam saying?
The Rambam saying, Ra'id mitzvah l'chayv v'bezim chalit l'shei yodeya. Bein be'in l'shei chayv v'shadir, bein be'in l'shei zakeh. But there'll be times when you're obligated to be mezakeh somebody, times when you're chayav to be chayav somebody.
Somebody else?
The case of the chiv will go both ways. On the condition that there's a tzviya, right? So the Achronim say, and this is a Kiryas Melech Rav, where he has this.
Oh, sure, the Kiryas Melech Rav. It's like reading Rashi.
He's one of the Samson also has the idea. Kahina Rav. Yeah, what Rambam is saying is that
Hungary.
What?
Hungary. Yeah,
go ahead. The case when you're. The situation where it's l'chayiv eskadero means l'chayiv esanitva when you're summoned by the tovea. And the case of l'zakos eskadero is the case when you're summoned
by the tovea and helps the tovea?
L'zakos eskadero is when you're summoned by the nitva against the tia of the tovea.
And you're being made for the nitva or for the tovea?
You're being made for the nitva who summoned.
I mean, in all cases, according to the Rambam, you are benefiting the person who summons you?
Exactly. Yeah. That's how the Kiryas Melech Rav
is. The only chiddush is that even if you're helping the Tovea, you have a chiyuv, not just if you're helping
Even
if you're helping the Tovea, you have a chiyuv, not just if you're helping the Nidva. That means that you only have to go if you're helping the Nidva. This is Bein L'Sklut Bein L'Chol, but he says even if you're going to be high.
But in both cases, you're always benefiting the Tovea.
No, but
in all cases,
whether it's the Tovea or the Nitva, I mean, in the Din Torah, I'm talking about the person who's Tovea, you. Is that what you're saying?
The person, right.
When I'm using the word Tovea, there's confusion of the word Tovea. The person who triggers your Kiyu Hagada, you're always supporting him?
Correct. Because you have no business. You have no business in the case.
Oh, they say that to explain that's what the Kesef Mishnah means?
No, they just say, Lefitumam even.
I'll look at it again. Definitely not Pashup Chan the Rambam. Not for sure. I mean, I can't. If they say it, then it's a legitimate view. But I don't think anybody would normally read the Rambam that way.
And even says about in tava hatovea lahayivlo.
In tava hatovea lahayivlo.
May eduso yotze chiv letovea. Eno chayiv lahayiv. Even shlo tava hanitva. Meaning,
who said that? Who are you reading from?
He's not like, you know,
I mean, he can't believe this Rambam.
No, he's interpreting the Rambam.
Yeah, I understand. No. What?
He's the son of the Machane Ephraim.
He's the son of the Machane Ephraim?
Yeah.
Nice.
He was the truest Oli Gimple.
What? What did you say?
He has the Chuvah's Oneg Yantiv, that's why. Not him.
The Kiryas Melech Rav is the Oneg Yantiv? No. What's his name?
Rabbi Yehuda Ber Ephraim Nabon.
Hey, that's the Oneg Yantiv.
What?
Yeah, that's not the Oneg Yantiv. He's the son of the Machane Ephraim?
Not only he's the son, he's the Bechor of the...
He took Pishnayim of the Nachman of the Machane Ephraim. Very interesting. It's very interesting. Listen, it's a testament to the difficulty of the position of the Kesef Mishnah, or of the reading of the Rambam as is. But and you could read it that way in Sefer Mitzvos too. I'll look at it again. I'll look at Rav Shabbos. It's very interesting. I don't think it's pshat in the Rambam, but I'm glad you brought it to my attention.
We should get ready before
3 days. Exactly. Yeah. All the sons are good, and the sons of law, and the Shpinat Levanecha, the Talmidim. Everybody's good. Okay. So you lose credibility right away. Okay. So just one more, just to start with the piazza very quickly. So the departure part, I'll look at it again, though. It is, one thing is clear from this whole discussion, and that is that what the Rambam is saying is very mechudash. You know, the Kesef Mishnah was right to be medayik, and there's definitely something going on there. And the question is, you know, which interpretation is really compelling? And to me, the language of the Rambam doesn't seem to say that. I don't think it's I don't have a problem with the Rambam. The problem is really the Kesef Mishnah. I'm reading the Kesef Mishnah. I think it's hard to say this in the Kesef Mishnah, but I'll look at it again. Who else he said it? The Chassam Sofer? Okay, we'll look at it. We'll try to get it over Shabbos. Yeah.
Wouldn't you just say that, even if you wanted to read it that way, isn't that you have to be made, whether it helps for the Tevea, even if it's or the Mitzvah, but that it's for Yisurim also, that even if your Eidos is to hurt the guy, I mean...
Well, in the case of Yisurim, it's clear that that's also part of the problem here. I mean, in the case of Yisurim, the adverse part is unilateral. I mean, there's only one part of it. Right, you're going to court. Right. But the point is that what the Rambam says, baby sir, baby mama, baby whatever, you lose the parallelism completely.
Well, I thought the only interpretive
issue. Again, I'm trying to figure out whether or not the difference
between. What we found strange about the Rambam initially was that it's peculiar that you're testifying against the person who requested your testimony in the first place.
Right,
that's not how you have to read it, but in a surah, there's never that irony because you're never contradicting the will of the person who summoned you. There's never even a peculiarity in the case of
that. No, right, but that's not exactly correct. In other words, what I was saying was that if the Mechayev in general is Kavero and his interests, then Isurim becomes a problem to begin with. And moreover, in Mammon, how could it be the other way? That's a little bit wider of an arc, let's say. So the answer is, yeah, because while it may be true that Chavero has to invite you in, you know, to this process or to involve you or to turn your neglect into kumbase or whatever it is, in Mammon, in Ochanani, the Mechayev is Eidos, and it's not the Baldava. But all I'm saying is, the Bein L'Zchuso Bein L'Chavaso, if it applies to both, doesn't mean the same thing according to this reading.
It doesn't mean the same thing.
It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't.
Why?
Because in one case it's exclusively detrimental to the party involved, and in the other case there's still a difference between the Tovei and the Nitva, and it's just a question of, you know, you're not worried about the impact it has on others as long as it helps this party.
It's implicit in the notion of Tzvia.
Only if you interpret Tzvia, the irony only in terms of the Tzvia. I'm saying that Tzvia is a Mitzare, I'm saying the way Tzvia is a Mitzare, or the Tzvia does something else, and then this is all one parallel.
But you can say that in this view also, you'd say Tzvia is a Mitzare, but only vis-a-vis the will of the Tovea. That's
human service. I'll look at it again. Yeah.
I'm looking again. At this is the Mishnah that Asher brought.
The Lebanon.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Oh, can I ask a question?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so, why are we seem to be leaning, like, really heavily on the work that these, like, first-person pronouns are doing throughout the Mishnah, like, Taduni Li, and so on and so forth. Is there...
Well, that's the Tzvia.
Sorry. No, right. No, I realize that. But the, in other words, the, like, when I think it's Rashi who has the reading of it, maybe in earlier Mishnah, where he says, maybe, I think he's the first person I saw who said, well, if the Aegis is not going to help, then there might not be a Chiyu. It's only if it is going to help. In other words,
going to help him.
Right. The Tovea. Why? Like, the way that the Tovea is going to phrase the subpoena, I mean, it should...
I don't think it's the formulation. It's just a question of who is it who is... It's the interest of the person who is triggering this obligation. It's not the way that he phrases it. I mean, of course, if he wants to speak, you know, proper diktuk, you know, then it will... then it will include a request to testify, you know, on his behalf. I don't think it's the language that we're going to care about. It's more, you know, in below lo yagid. It's the Torah writes at the lamed vav aleph. It means in low lo yagid, meaning in lower the vav than low lo yagid. So it's on, you know, to him, and it's understood on his behalf.
Why?
Except I think the Kesef Mishnah, and that's why it's a little problematic. But we'll get to it. Yeah.
Why would you, when on his behalf, why doesn't that, in other words, why couldn't one just say, oh, the Tavea, what the Tavea is doing is making, like, a bet that this guy has knowledge. You know,
what person wants somebody to testify against them? I mean,
but it's not that he wants him.
Unless it's a, again, it either backfires, or, like, he knows that the guy thinks he's going to come testify for him. He knows that he has testimony against him. And he has to, the guy asked him, he's got to come.
Well, why
now
should
he
the,
has to testify
why
against
the,
him.
Why should the hope or even the intention of the Tovea restrict the chiyuv to give, you know, some amount of information?
No, I'm not at all. I'm not. I have no logical difficulty
in the Rambam.
I have no difficulty in the Rambam, and in what the Rambam says. On the contrary, I think it actually is very consistent
with
his view generally about Chofetz Haggadah. What we have difficulty with is the Kesef Mishnah, because the Kesef Mishnah thought that the source of the Rambam was Korban Shuas Ha'edus. And I think that in Chiyuv Korban Shuas Ha'edus, the evidence seems to be that you have to be your withholding of testimony under oath is detrimental to the Tovea. I don't think that's true in Chofetz Haggadah at all.
So even if you,
What I'm trying to say is this is an indication that the Rambam, while for example, the requirement of Tviya in the Rambam, I think, does come from the source of Korban Shavuos Eidos, but it's not Gzeres HaKasuv. It's because of the common denominator that they share. But on the Chus and Chova, they don't share a common denominator, because in one case, the point is that you damaged him, Al Yidei Shua. And in the other case, it's the, you know, maybe an implicit linchpin in Korban Shavuos Eidos, namely Chofetz Haggadah, but the Chofetz Haggadah isn't to him, it's to the system.
My question was on a share, which is on the direct
language. Right, but I'm saying that the Mishnah is, I don't have any problem with the Mishnah.
No.
And I don't have a problem with the interpretation of the Mishnah, because I don't, to the Rambam, because I don't think that the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph is relating to Korban Shavuos Eidos. You're going to do that in Hilchos Shavuos, or did earlier in Hilchos Shavuos, but I don't think that Mishnah should be limiting of Perek Aleph. It's only the Kesef Mishnah who thinks that that's the source and that's the parallel. Again, what Isaac did read the other day, it was Isaac, is that again the one at Tzviya, that the Rambam goes Kesef Mishnah goes very far with that connection to commentary, even when it's not. I wouldn't say it's illogical, because I would never say that about the Kesef Mishnah, but it goes beyond logic. In other words, he's saying it not only in Kal v'Chomor, but Chomor in Kal. It's almost like a Hekesh or something. And that's maybe because it's in the same Pasuk, which is fine. That's what he means. Again, the Kesef Mishnah knew about the logic of Kal and Chomor and Chomor and Kal better than I do. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was saying. He thought it was like, you know, these two institutions are intertwined, you know, in a very substantive, serious way. I'm trying to explain that they are intertwined, but for the things that they have in common, but not necessarily for everything. Well, we know it's for sure not for everything anyway. That's it's certainly not going to be true about the Karka, and it's not going to be true about Avadim, and it's not going to be true about, you know, things like that. You know, where are we drawing the line? So is it based on the Limud and where it is in the Pasuk, or is it based on logical? I'm trying to kind of provide a logical suite. Okay, it is late, so I'm not going to do this now, but what I want to pick up with on Sunday is going back going back a few days to the Rajba in Bava Kama, and the idea that Chiyuv Haggadah is implicit, not in the Pasuk, but in the Din of Mipia Cheirin, and I want to talk about that a little more, both for Chofetz Haggadah, but especially for starting to discuss Mipiatzor and Mipia Cheirin, or... This is just a proxy. The Shavua part versus the Hefson Mamon and Kvishas Eidos part of Korban Shavuos Eidos. And that's our Dumb and Amidah, Shem Hashem, and we'll move from there to other. Yeah.